I'm Lila Ree.
And I'm Nick B.
Listen, we're just two single girls from the City of Roses discussing all things love, lust, and perception.
And roses are a symbol of all things beautiful about love.
But as you know, love can get a little dirty. So we're here to talk about it.
Dirty Roses Podcast starts now.
Hey, I'm Lila Ree.
And I'm Nick B.
And welcome to Dirty Roses Podcast. Hey. I am not excited
because not, I was going to say excited. I'm not excited.
I'm not excited. I can't say excited.
No,
I can't say
happy. I'm tired of excited and happy.
I am.
How about we just start with welcome to tonight's show. We cannot wait for you to hear what we got in store for you today.
And I'll probably forget that after this episode.
I just said it for us.
You did it. Okay. We are here today.
Not excited, but here.
Not excited, but we are here today because we are going to be talking about hot topics.
Yes,
there was we have had a lot of times where guests have or not guests but
listeners,
our listeners have sent us reels, sent us videos, clips, articles, viral videos, all those things,
all of it,
about controversial like
topics that are situations. Floating around the internet.
Yes. One of the episodes that we're doing this season is talking about those lists, and so we're just taking a few more of these things that are happening on social media, online, you know, whatever. And we're going to talk about it today.
Yes.
And that's why we got the popcorn out here, because we need y'all to pull your popcorn out.
Pull it up.
Talk about it with us.
And give us your thoughts.
If you are in the Portland area, you need to head over to Joe Brown's. There's two locations, one in the Lloydcenter Mall.
Yes.
And then there's now a lounge on MLK in the old Geneva's building. So if you are in Portland or familiar with Portland, you know that the Geneva's building was a black owned barbershop that is now a lounge.
Right there on Northeast MLK and between Killingsworth and Ainsworth, and it sits right across from the KFC and also right there by the subway. For my foodies that know their food landmarks, there you go.
Because that's how we give directions.
That is how we give directions.
But they got the popcorn place over there, and then right next to them, they got the lounge. They serve amazing food, appetizers, all those things. Great. Sturdy, stiff drinks.
Yes.
Play music. They have events.
It's a vibe.
David Ferguson is the owner.
Yay.
And he owns this space that we are in. So big shout out to
Thank you so much for everything.
The Popcorn Poppy.
That is the name. So I've never met him.
He doesn't know.
So I've never met him, and that's literally the name that I've given him is Popcorn Poppy. So thank you, Popcorn Poppy.
Okay. But yeah, so pull up your bag of popcorn, tune in, listen in, comment, and join us in this discussion.
All right. Let's get into it.
The very first one.
Yeah.
BBLs.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay, so you sent a video.
I sent you this video that I got sent to me in my inbox about women who have BBLs and other body modifications like breast enhancements, things like
It's real popular right now.
It is real popular. And, you know, I have mixed feelings about it.
Right.
One, I'm all for, you know, if this makes you feel beautiful, by all means, do you, right? But it's interesting because I feel like a lot of women are getting BBLs, whether they want to say it or not, for the viewership of men to idolize their figures, right?
Right. Because a lot of times now with social media, people's self-esteem, people's self-worth is dependent,
tied into their looks.
Is tied, well, not even that, but tied to how many clicks you get, how many likes you get.
Likes, looks, their sexuality, being hypersexualized, right?
But all on social media.
All on social media. So where lots of girls are saying, I did this for me. I feel good looking like this.
You feel good because
you're getting this particular attention.
Right?
And I could be wrong. I'm just speaking off of what I've observed. I've never had any augmentations done. I've got my own BBL that was naturally formed by eating chicken.
I don't have anything.
Okay. You have it is a little straight and narrow back there.
I am very much straight down, no hips.
So it's interesting because the guy that responded to this image of a girl who got a BBL, he was, now this is again on the reel.
Right.
He was admin to say that men really are not interested in girls that have had their butts done, that they look crazy, that they look like these birds on little toothpicks.
Right.
That their shape isn't,
never match.
Their thighs don't match, the shape isn't natural. And that women who have had these types of enhancements are really the type of girl that they may sleep with, but they're not really interested in creating relationships with. They ain't trying to take them home. That's not who they want to be the mother of their children. They're those just nice to look at, fun to play with, but then put your toy back on the shelf and you're through with it. So do you think that that's true, or do you think this was maybe just that one guy that thinks that?
I think it's true in the sense of what he was saying. Like, it's true that a lot of men don't want that. They might like that. And this is not to say that anything is wrong with BBLs or any women that have them,
right,
that they're not valuable, that they're not mm-hmm. worth being in a relationship, because absolutely every woman is desirable, wanted, valued, and worthy of being in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
But the stigma behind it is, like, it's just not somebody that, if someone's intention is to get that for looks and attention purposes only, does a guy want a woman who is so focused on attention from other men
mm-hmm.
to be his wife?
Right.
Now, granted, I think all men want a wife that other people look at and be like, damn, she's beautiful, and I would love to have a wife like that. But the level of attention that comes with the BBO, because mm-hmm.
It's extreme.
You're for a reason, to be noticeable, to be shown off, to be all those things. And so there, I understand where he's going with it.
Yeah.
However, I have a strong dislike for the idea that you fantasize about these women, you play with these women,
mm-hmm.
you want these women, and then you go home to your wife who is not this person.
Yeah.
What kind of message are you giving your wife?
Right.
That she's not sexy to you, that she's not worth idolizing or fantasizing over? It kind of gives me a weird feeling. Also, it's like, you're going to cheat on your wife with that person. You know?
Right.
Because, like, it's who you fantasize about. It's what right. she wants, just to play with or have sex with. You
it's
know,
saying this is what weird. You physically want, but not what you are emotionally looking for.
Right.
So it is weird. And so I actually posted this clip on my social media, okay. and I got feedback from both guys and girls. And it was interesting because the guys who saw this clip were giving me the likes. They were saying facts, given the 100 sign, as though they were agreeing with everything he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And the men who were responding with these comments were kind of across the board as far as age, where they were in lifestyle, mm-hmm. Their ethnic backgrounds. It wasn't just one demographic of guy that mm-hmm. maybe looked and sounded like this guy.
Okay.
It was different types of guys that said, I agree with what he's saying. On the contrary, I had a couple women comment on the same post. And I remember one response particularly. This is a girl who's had, I believe, both a breast enhancements.
Okay.
Maybe not. I could be wrong. But for sure, she's had a BBL.
Okay.
And her comment was is that almost all of her friends and her friend group have all had work done to some degree, either one or the other or both. And I'm not just talking about like a nose job or you know, but an actual body enhancement change.
Okay.
And her feedback was is that none of her friends did this for the attention of men. It was all for their own personal wants and desires and how they want their figures to look and what makes them happy.
Okay, but let's talk about that. Because where do you get the idea of what your figure should look like?
I mean, that's a good question.
Right.
I didn't want to go back and forth with her because one, it's like, I'm not here to argue that your point is right or wrong. I'm more interested in hearing
just
what people
what
think,
yeah.
especially because she's had some work done. So it's like, well, I'm not attacking you.
Right. That part.
And by all means, if you like it, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's interesting because even when women are told that, you know, it's your body and do what makes you happy and they do what seemingly makes them happy. They're penalized because it's looked upon as though, is that really what makes you happy? Or is it because you want the attention and the attention makes you happy?
It's so hard to say. Like, you can't really go into someone's head and say what they're thinking.
Right.
And you can only say it from your own perspective, like, well, this is what I assume people think.
Right.
But, you know, you never know.
Right.
I just wonder where the... I feel like society, media, and all those things, you know, everything,
mm-hmm.
plays a big role in why women feel like their natural bodies are not what they want.
Right.
Now, granted, there are things that I would love to do to my body. Honestly, I'm not even lying. Like, mm-hmm. I would love to have a mommy makeover because I had a C-section.
Yeah.
You know, they cut through your muscles and they don't reattach them.
Yep.
So I've got a kangaroo pouch, my fupa, you know, my fupa chalupa, as some people say.
I cannot.
You know, I wasn't born with hips. I'm not a hippie person. I'm very straight. You know what I'm saying? I got a little pooch, but it's not a big booty. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind having a fuller, I love curvy women.
Yeah.
in a nice.
Oh, is she sure you want a curvy girl? Let me find out you want your own BBW.
Let me say, I've said before, I used to go to strip clubs, and I was like, I admire a woman's body, not because I want it. I just think it's nice. Women are beautiful.
Yeah, women are beautiful.
There's no problem with that. But I think it's beautiful. I love curviness. And then maybe it's because you always love what you don't have. Like, women with curly hair want straight hair, and vice versa, right? So there would be things that if I could, I probably would do.
Yeah.
And I say that because it's what I would want. But in my mind, where did I get that ideology that I needed to have a rounder, bigger butt, or why I needed to have hips? Why is what I have
not enough? I mean, that's a great question. And I do think that you're right. It absolutely goes back to how we are looked at and viewed on social media. We've got so many beautiful women who have enhancements done, and those that's the attention that they're getting, and you think, oh, well, maybe if I looked like that, I'd have that attention too. And then they equate their sexuality to someone actually appreciating who they are rather than what they have on their body. But you know, like, when you also break it down, we have women with amazing bodies, like your Nicki Minaj, but Cardi B. She's had work done, and she has an amazing body. We have Meg Thee Stallion, an amazing body. We have lots of beautiful bodies, and yet it's not like they're not getting cheated on. It's not like men aren't still saying, I mean, you're cool and all, but on to the next. So I don't really know if it's even a good measurement of the attention that we want, because we're saying that these bodies are what we desire because these bodies are showing the attention, but they're not keeping men either.
That's facts. And to be fair, like, it ain't like either of us have issue getting attention from men.
We definitely get attention.
So for sure. Like, it's no reason that I need to do anything to my body because I get plenty of men. And I get men who seemingly care about their appearances. Like, you know, a lot of people that are into fitness. I've had athletes, you know, things like that, where it's like a guy who is clearly in the gym all the time, working out. I'm a fluffy girl, you know what I'm saying? So it's, sometimes it was odd to me that that would be, they're attracted to me, you know, because I'm not the visual of what you would think
of
would
what
be
they
with
think
a
they
fit
would like.
Person, right? So it's, I don't know, like.
It's tough. I think that we could really only get a better response about that if we had someone sitting with us.
Producer.
Maybe as a guy.
We got a producer sitting off camera right now, and I feel like he has an opinion, but he's trying to be quiet. But we do. It would be nice to have some of the guys chime in on our social media and say, like, what it is that you really want. What would be your ideal woman? And a woman that you would not cheat on, you know.
But also, I can't say a woman that you would not cheat on, because I think the idea of cheating or stepping out on your relationship isn't something you necessarily plan to do before you have that relationship. You know, we could all sit here and say, if I find the one, ain't way I'm going to cheat on her.
That's true.
But then there's lots of men that find the one and still manage to cheat on them.
That's
so
true.
I don't even know if that, I think it's all circumstantial, and they're also the reasons why people cheat is not really black and white. So can't really get that. But I am curious, if, and maybe we can get a head nod or something, as to like the guy who on this viral clip who says that women with body enhancements, specifically BBLs, are girls that we look at, we fantasize over them, we might even sleep with them, but they're not at the end of the day the woman that we're interested in marrying. Is that a...
I think what he's saying is, as a man, you want a woman who's confident in herself. So if you're going out and making augmentations to yourself, it's telling me that you're not confident.
Okay. So in case you couldn't hear that, we're not sure how much of that was able to be picked up on audio here, but what he said is that what men are really looking for and what they're attracted to is often the confidence that women carry, and that women who are usually going out and having all these changes made to their bodies are exhibiting a lack of confidence because you're not happy with where you already are, and you're constantly looking for something to improve on.
And it may be like that easy shortcut as well.
And because taking the easy way out, a shortcut to get to the end result.
The gym, it's sexy because they're willing to put the work in every single day. So it's a testament to who they are as a person.
So he,
someone who's just going to go, I'm going to just get it removed.
So he's also attracted to the hard work that it takes to get the body that some people are just taking the shortcut and paying for the surgery.
So having a goal, having drive towards that goal, having a confidence in what you are and what you, you know, who you are.
Yeah.
And exhibiting all of that without having to do something to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So okay, that's interesting. That yeah.
I could, if putting it that way, that yeah. makes sense. But again, allegedly, these women don't, you know, we're
allegedly,
saying
they don't have self-esteem issues.
Right. And that might not be the case. Yeah. Cause I'm lying. I have confidence issues sometimes because of society, just in general. Cause they, you know, you make.
Cause society is the effing worst.
It is.
They just make things bad.
So society has this crazy image of what is good.
Yeah.
And then behind the door scenes, everybody's like, "That's not right."
That's not right.
But we still have that view. It's yep. weird. But yeah. So I feel that. Feel that. Okay, we'll talk about confidence then.
Uh huh.
Confidence of a woman
mm-hmm.
to propose to a man.
All right, so I know everybody has seen this over the years. We can go back to all the way to Love and Hip Hop New York when Chrissy and Jim Jones yes. got engaged. By the way, still not married, just putting that shit out there. Allegedly. I don't know if they are secretly or not. But yeah, what are your thoughts about women who propose to their men?
Me personally, I am very traditional in the sense of I like to be pursued. I like for a man to take charge in dictating when he's ready to take that next step.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like if I were to do that, there is going to be a level of resentment for the man not choosing when he's ready. It may be a time where he's not ready. And like you've said this numerous times that proposals are not set up to say no.
Right.
So if a man says yes to a proposal, it might be out of obligation for the situation, the scenario, and then you can't back out of it. And a lot of times, and I'll just say this from personal experience, that men will do things out of obligation and they will ride that out because they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
But in that, they will carry resentment. They mm-hmm. will treat you bad. They mm-hmm. will do things because they are upset with having to feel obligated to stick with their decision of not hurting your feelings.
So you know what my question is always when I see women proposing to men is, at some point in y'all's relationship, you had a conversation about, is marriage something that we both want?
Right.
So if you're having this conversation and clearly she wants marriage because she's willing to propose to you, well, if you know she wants to be married,
right,
and you must have told her something to want to stay in this relationship because she believes that marriage is essentially going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why hasn't he proposed?
It gives me straight up, he does not want to commit to that to her. Like, I can't see that conversation happening at any point in time in a relationship and a man not taking the step if he was ready. And so a man who does not take the initiative after having those conversations tells me he doesn't want to get married. And I bet you, just me being presumptuous, but I bet that 9 times out of 10, those engagements don't last.
See, and that's just it. I don't know any actual stories of a woman who proposed to a man and then I ever saw the wedding.
Right.
I don't even. How do you walk around and tell somebody from the woman's perspective, yes, I'm engaged, and you have no engagement ring to show because your man is wearing the engagement ring?
Men typically wear wedding bands.
And they so wear bands. So, like, you gave him a diamond studded band.
Does he have two rings at the wedding?
Does he wear the two rings?
Absolutely.
He said he absolutely. You propose to me. I'm getting all the shit.
So, should he also get a single solitary cut? Like, you know, should he have like a
diamond cut?
I can't take it. I think it is the most cringy looking thing
And I'm not gonna lie, they all look awkward.
All the proposals, they look mad uncomfortable. The man looks uncomfortable.
It does.
And the woman looks super masculine. And maybe this is just my preference because, you know, to each their own.
Right.
I want to feel soft in that moment. I want to feel that someone has chosen me in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel like it's about me being selected, not me forcing my choice on you. You gonna take this hand in marriage?
Talk about a shotgun with that's like a .40 caliber.
Right?
You know
I'm just like, and then what's also wild is that it's like I see the family all in the background. I know that's right. I know that's right, baby.
I'm trying to think.
And the woman's getting on her knees, like,
get on your knees, butt naked, please. But Does the family really? I don't know.
I've seen a lot of applaud and like, oh, yeah. I can't believe it's finally happening, and that's my baby.
Okay, going back to the Chrissy and Jim Jones, yeah. Like their friends and family was excited, and she done proposed to that man like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, like real mad publicly.
Yeah, like super like.
But that's also to my point. Like proposals are not designed to be said no to. So can yeah. you imagine? Like you've got all these people watching on this particular situation. They're on TV.
Right.
Okay, and it's like you got this whole manly man, like you know what I'm saying, like he's a man's man, and it's almost like you're emasculating him. That and I'm part. Just like I can't speak for them. I don't know if that's really how he felt. That is how it looks. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen a proposal from a woman to a man that doesn't appear that way.
Yeah. And then the planning process that goes into that, like, because, you know, like for when women get engaged, men do all like for the elaborate ones. I
yeah.
Because the ones that we see on videos are always elaborate because you're not
production posting. Is behind them.
If you're posting, it's going to be elaborate. Right?
Right.
So we've seen these elaborate engagements where men propose to women and it's like rose petals, helicopters, private parties, restaurants, all these things, scavenger hunts, all these things. Right. So you go into this process of planning an engagement for a man, and just from typical men behavior, how do you do that? Like, do you lay the rose petals out? Do you send them on a scavenger hunt and say, take this card and go to the next location?
I don't know. And it smells like perfume.
Right.
His and favorite cologne.
Do you lay on his favorite outfit and then he puts on a tux? And
I don't know. It just all feels, and maybe this is just us being too traditional and too old fashioned with
our,
it.
These are our perspectives.
I mean, this is just our perspective. So please don't take offense to us just having our own thought and opinion on this. If this is for you, baby, it's for you. But it's a no for me. And if I'm ever with a man long enough that thinks I'm going to give him that ring versus him give me that ring, he got another thing coming.
Yeah. I mean, I had a pretty shitty proposal. So I'm gonna lie. So
what was your proposal like?
My proposal was we lived in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
We had had conversations about weddings and all these things. We'd been together for like 6 years at this point.
Okay.
I came home to Oregon for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
He found my class ring. I think I told this story briefly last season, but he found my class ring, took it, got sized. He actually left it out somewhere and it got stolen, so I was really pissed off about that. But I came home and he had a manila envelope in his hand. It was a padded manila envelope. And he tosses it at me. And he's like, here. And I was like, oh, what is this? And I open it and there's like this little really thin metal.
Like a chip?
It was a tiny ring. And I look at him like, oh, what is this? And he's like, you gonna put it on? And that was my engagement.
So he never actually even asked you?
No. He did ask me one time in a really drunken night where he pulled over the car, or we were driving somewhere, and he was like, hey, you gonna marry me? I'm like, oh, that's so romantic. So yeah, but essentially it was that you gonna put it on was my engagement. Let me tell you how cheap the ring was. It was $50 off of eBay.
Why do you know that? Did he tell you or you saw
it? Okay. Yeah. And here's the part about the engagement that I convinced myself that it was romantic because I'm like, oh, he took our budget into consideration.
Oh, Lord.
He made sure we wasn't splurging because we couldn't afford it. But you got a $400 game system. You got a $300 fish in the fish tank.
Oh.
But my ring came off of eBay for $50. His grandmother seen the ring and was like, oh, that's cute. Maybe one day you'll get a real ring.
Oh. Not Grams
like,
knew better.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, but that was my engagement. So
I mean, at least he got it off of eBay, the only piece of jewelry, and I say only piece of jewelry that I have ever had given to me from a guy was a heart necklace. By the way, I do not like heart jewelry.
Oh, really?
Period.
Okay.
So that bothers me when people give you stuff that you don't like because they haven't taken the time to know what your style is. That's one.
That part.
But I had to be gracious and grateful because, by God, you gave me a piece of jewelry. How thoughtful of you, right? Only to find out after we broke up that he bought it from like the swap meet and was bragging about, yeah, that's why she's wearing a piece of jewelry from a swap meet.
No.
Yeah. So it's like I was trying to be gracious and grateful over this piece of jewelry that I didn't like.
Right.
Only to find that you were bragging about it coming from a really cheap source and that I'm rocking it and haha, joke's on you. Yeah,
You know what came to my mind was that scene in ATL when T.I. walks up on Lauren.
Give me my chain.
Give me that chain. This means something to me.
it didn't mean nothing to me.
It didn't mean shit
I had to
you.
Wear it because it was the thought that counted.
God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no. that's not so good.
So interesting. So yeah, so our consensus about women proposing to men is
no.
Hated it.
Three snaps of the defamation. yeah, we're going to go traditional on that one. Yeah. I want to be the woman in that,
yeah.
that scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got questions.
Off scene.
What if you fell in love with somebody?
Uh-huh.
He proposed to you, uh-huh. but he also wanted to be proposed to you. Would you then still say no?
So the question is, in case you weren't able to hear, is if you are with your significant other mm-hmm. and you guys are in love
mm-hmm.
and he proposes to you, but he also wants to be proposed to, would you then be willing to propose to him in addition to being proposed to? So I guess we ping pong in this shit.
So the question that I have to that then is, for me, I want to have the conversation about marriage prior to getting proposed to because I want to make sure that I'm going to say yes. But the other thing is even though we have that conversation, I still want that moment of a special surprise proposal, right? So if the expectation then is that I got to propose to you also, now I know what the plan is and I've got to... We have to plan together to do a mutual proposal.
But I don't understand, how does that work? How do you get proposed to and you accept and then ask the other person who just asked you if they want to marry you, if you want to marry them?
My assumption would be that during the conversations of like, you know, are we getting married? Do we want to go that direction? And maybe the man says something along the lines, man, I'd like to get proposed to too. Maybe like that comes up in some kind of way.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Like, you don't have to be at the same time.
Oh,
right.
Like, if I ever did it, I would also like it. So you can have your time in between, like say it's a year, it's whatever between the proposal and the marriage.
So
at some point, give me that as well.
So you've proposed to me because you're the man in the relationship.
Right.
You're the masculine one, right?
Right.
So you've proposed to me. Oh my God, you got me the ring that
you
I like.
You're gonna marry me, bitch.
You got me the ring that I like, and it's not from the pawn shop.
Nope.
Ooh.
And
so now some time has gone by, and then I'm gonna say, Hey,
I know you proposed to
me. I know you proposed to me, and I said yes, but you want to marry me now?
Now, do you still want to marry me?
Do you still want to do it? Because I'm still wearing this ring.
Now, I can say this because I am a planner. I like to make special moments for people, right? So I could see, playing this out of my head, where like I've been proposed to and we want to celebrate and I want to be like, I just want to reestablish or recommit that we're going to get engaged, or you know, that we're engaged.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that you feel seen in this moment as well. So I'm going to make another moment for you separately and another time that could be a surprise moment for you. I choose you moment. I choose you, so do you still choose me kind of a thing.
I would just get my husband a groom cake. I see you at
you
the wedding. Yeah,
Ms.
I'll make him a groom cake. Put a ring on top.
He gonna get that king's
the king cake.
The king's cake from the war.
It's gonna be purple and golden green, baby.
And don't bite too hard. You might bite with the ring.
Okay. Get that little baby pop off.
It feels awkward to say that. I could see that there be scenarios where that could happen in a way, maybe not saying like it's a proposal, but maybe just some kind of special, unique moment that's about him.
Yeah.
Right? I could see that being a thing.
Yeah.
But the other thing that comes to my mind, and I've seen this play out, was that it feels sassy.
It does feel super sassy.
It feels like...
And I don't want no sassy
dude.
It feels
like my wedding is going to be about you. Now, I have been witness to a wedding where the groom required a groom shower.
I don't even know if I like the way that sounds.
He got gifts. He got showered on. He got... It was the same thing as a bridal shower, but it was for the groom.
Okay.
And this man, in my eyes, was very sassy. I always thought he was sassy.
Is he sassy in real life, or is just his persona, his aura?
I feel like he was sassy in real life, I have no proof that he was sassy in real life. But I have proof that he was a dirtbag.
Okay, well, come through, dirtbag.
But it just felt really... And this is me being way too traditional, and maybe it's not right in the way that I'm thinking of it. But weddings typically are about the woman. And maybe I'm just been conditioned to think this way because, you know, the woman gets the big dress. The woman, you know, you have the bridal shower, you have all those things.
But the men get a really nice tux. Like, they've been doing some great things with their...
And that's lately. It's been more... I wouldn't say that's not traditional, but it's also been a new wave of how things play out in weddings.
See, and so, I've always envisioned that my wedding would absolutely be as in much consideration of him as it is me. Like, I don't want it only to be about me. Like, the food, I want you to help pick it. I want the cake to be something you like.
I want engagement in the process and the planning, but it just...
But that's just because girls are pretty. So, I mean, anytime you slap a pretty-ass dress on a female and a veil, because when do you see someone walking down the street with a veil over their face? I mean, they're naturally going to get that attention. So I understand why it looks that way, but hopefully, if I ever get married, I would really hope that day be felt by my groom as a shared day, not an all-about-you day.
I think it's just a matter of how it plays out.
Yeah.
I think maybe just the one example that I have just felt so sad.
Which really makes me wonder what these weddings look like if the woman is proposing. Like, what does this wedding actually look like?
I need to wear a veil.
He should. He needs some flower girls.
He got a skull cap that he pulls down. Okay. And she's like, I'm going to kiss the groom. You don't kiss the bride, you kiss the groom, and you pull the back.
I mean, does he get given away? Because, that's what I'm saying.
Like, she's standing up in her dress already.
She's taking his hand. Or he's, you feel me? Like, so come on. Come
does
with
it.
Does
he toss a bouquet or something?
He should toss a bouquet.
Does she pull the garter belt off a groomsman?
She does pull the garter off his little thigh. Okay, go on and get that thigh meat, girl.
Oh my God. I cannot. Okay, I think we,
I'm just saying.
I think it could be done. I don't think the proposal could be done. I think that the, I think there's elements of all of it that could be done that could celebrate the man.
Okay.
I just don't think the proposal should be that way.
Okay. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And that's just my personal preference.
Yeah.
Evidently, Kenny would rather get a proposal.
He would like proposal.
Oh no!
One day you're gonna see our producer on camera, and when you see him, ladies, I mean, I think he has somebody in his life right now. But she needs to propose to him.
She needs to propose, and then he needs to propose back.
And he needs to propose. Who proposes first?
Well, he proposes first. Okay. And then she proposes like next week.
Okay. We are going to totally get this on. We're gonna MC this double proposal.
And she gonna get that thigh garter.
And we're gonna get that thigh garter. We gonna fit him. We gonna measure his little thigh.
little thigh. Give me that thigh meat, boy.
I love it. Oh my God. Okay. So another topic that you have sent over, because you apparently get all the topics sent to you, have been the men who are not financially stable.
Yes.
Choose to date big women.
Okay.
What is this?
So the reel that I saw on this was a woman talking about other women who, how did it go?
So it was a woman talking about the fact that women who are larger are being dated or pursued by men who are not financially stable, and that's the only reason why they're being pursued.
Okay, so she's implying that men who have money are not interested in women of a bigger size.
Right.
Therefore, women who are larger are only being sought after by broke dudes.
Mm.
And I can tell you from firsthand experience, I don't deal with nobody who's broke.
I don't like no broke niggas.
I want a Yorkie and a backyard and a big dick and all that. Okay.
And the big dick. Okay. Does not forget that.
Okay. She want it all.
You can't be broke with a small dick, though.
You need to have something to offer. So if it's not gonna be
if
it's not gonna be that tallywhacker, if it ain't gonna be that tallywhacker, then it's gonna be some money. Oh, so we can't be broke.
And we're gonna get into that in a second.
But yeah, so I mean, would you agree? Now, mind you, the woman who was delivering this message is like, she looks like a little Instagram model.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She has that look. And so how would you rate her feedback?
I'm going to say this. In watching that video, it very much felt like she was coming from an insecure place. And it came from a space of, she puts all this effort into her looks, which is not a bad thing. I wholeheartedly believe that you should put effort into your appearance. You should be, like you said, confident in how you look and how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you put effort into yourself, you feel confident, you feel good, right?
Yeah.
Not questioning that. However, it felt like it came from a space of, she's trying to convince herself that all the effort that she has put into herself is because she deserves now
the guy with the money.
Yeah. And anybody who hasn't not put that same amount of effort into their appearance
is broke.
Does not deserve it.
Right.
Like, she's trying to justify that I deserve it because I've done all this stuff. And if you didn't do what I've done, you don't deserve it.
Right.
It's a whole bunch of fucking bullshit to begin. To be
it
honest.
Is. And it's also
but
like.
I just see it happen. So but I'm not saying it's a lie. It's just bullshit.
Oh, it's just a really shallow point of view, too. Because like is. I said, I am absolutely a bigger girl. I am no stick and bone of anything like that. And
so
like
you got a few extra sticks and a few I got extra bones.
A few extra sticks, a few extra bones. Okay. Little loving over here on these hips. But yeah, no, I don't purposely. I will not. I can't entertain a guy who mm-hmm. doesn't have money first right. and foremost. And it's not to say that he has to have a lot of money.
Right.
He needs to have enough money to afford his own housing. Like, I'm not interested in a guy who wants to get with me.
We don't want any hobo sexuals.
We don't. Mm-hmm. We don't. We don't want a guy that wants to date me because he needs a place to stay.
Right.
So I need to know that you can financially support yourself before mm-hmm. we start building right. anything. And that doesn't mean you're making $100,000. That could mean you're making like 75 or whatever the norm is.
45.
No.
Well, not in your area.
No, actually, shit, 75 is tough in my area too.
Yeah, so if you lived in Portland, 45, no?
No.
Still no. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because Portland, I'm sorry, the cost of living out here is high too. Like, we're not going to sit here and act like Portland is, you know, cheap to live here. It's gotten kind
of
pricey.
Southern town. Right.
That part. Right. So, yeah, no, I'm not breaking, no, dating no broke mm-hmm. dudes.
I have seen men who have their own insecurities mm-hmm. and their own self-esteem issues choose women who they feel have insecurities as well.
Facts.
Does not necessarily mean they have to be a big woman.
Right.
Doesn't mean they have to be an ugly woman. They just pick women that have their own levels of insecurity that they can kind of manipulate and control
mm-hmm.
because it helps them feel better about themselves.
Of course. Of course. And people who are manipulative can seek them out. I mean, right. that's what they're searching for, right. someone that they can control.
Right.
So no, they're not going to go after the confident person.
Right. But nobody will see that because everybody assumes that somebody who has the appearance of beauty,
uh-huh.
and that could be, that's a real wide range, right? Mm-hmm. But of, I would say, stereotypical beauty, right?
Okay.
They automatically assume that they're confident. But you hear a lot of celebrities that we look at and idolize
uh-huh.
as beautiful, as gorgeous, as handsome, or all those things, and we'd be like, how could they be insecure? And they always, not always,
yeah.
but a lot of them talk about how they have their own insecurities, they have their yeah. own self-esteem issues yep. that they had to work through and all these things. And you're looking at them like, how?
Right.
Why? Because you look like what I want to look like. So I won't always say that it's true what she was saying. It's just what people assume is true because
yeah.
they just automatically give bigger people insecurity issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't, yeah, we ain't dating nobody broke nobody.
We ain't dating no broke dudes. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Nope. We gotta have jobs, we gotta yeah. have careers, we gotta have ambition, we right? gotta all of those things. So yeah, I call mad cap on that.
I call mad cap too.
Mad cap. So
that's two. That's, there was a couple was, others.
That was three. So the last one that we wanted to talk about was, does size matter? And we're talking about size as in genitalia.
This is tough.
As well as body size.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
Okay.
So does size matter? And can you be happy in a relationship?
And are we talking about penis?
We can talk about a lot of we could talk about a lot of things. I guess
I don't know where we're going
with it first. Okay, so first the clip had to do with your penis.
Okay, so we're talking about penis size right now.
Yes.
Does size matter?
And yes. I will say, okay, so yes. Lisa's flat out yes.
Flat out.
And I say no, but with an asterisk. And my only caveat to that is I can't do a micro penis.
Sorry.
Because I feel like that's because
you feel like you won't feel anything.
Well, that's on the lines of lesbianism where you're just kind of got like little click clacks. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants a click clack. Nobody wants a little. Nobody wants a little.
Took your clitoris.
A little line. Little clickety clack clack. Right. Oh, So I'm going to say no to that.
Okay.
The micro penis
no
is a no.
Okay.
But now, as far as the rest is concerned, I also can't do such a large, you know, penis that it's like sticking a whole arm up there either, because it doesn't fit.
We don't want to trash our cervix.
We don't
want to
trash the undercarriage.
Okay, got you. I got you. So what is a good size?
So A good size is like a remote control. You know what I mean? Or like, or maybe even like this microphone.
The microphone.
Yeah, the microphone is good.
Okay.
The microphone is good.
Okay.
But so, it doesn't have to be that big because this is also kind of girthy.
It's girthy. It's so are you a girth or a length person?
That depends.
Okay.
And that now comes the other size factor. So if you are a heavier set gentleman, which I don't have a problem with, then you cannot have a short, girthy guy because then it doesn't quite reach past the belly. The belly. You feel me? So, and because I have a little tummy too. So can you imagine if both of our tummies were stopping us from being great? Both of our tummies are stopping us from being great. And be like, is it in there yet? And we're like, do you feel it yet?
Where are we at? Just put it in my belly button and call it a day because it's not getting there.
It's just not. Just pull out a toy because at this point, ain't nobody getting none tonight without a toy. So that's where I say, and it's also about like knowing what you're doing because I have dealt with some guys that were not huge and it wasn't an issue, but if they knew how to find what was working for me, if they knew how to go up to the ocean, if they knew how to go upstairs to the left, then it was okay.
Okay.
So when it comes to size, I think that it depends on the partner. It depends on your level of intimacy with that person and the connection you have with them, because also good sex is better when you like the person you're having sex with.
That's fact.
Unless it's a micro penis.
And then it's just.
And that's just lesbian sex.
Just lesbian sex.
I don't want it. Okay, so same question to you though. Does size matter?
Absolutely. But I think for the reason that you explained, like, it does. Like, if I'm not feeling anything, no matter how much my attraction is to you, even if we're connected on a deep level,
And when you say when you're not feeling anything, are you talking about his penis?
If my walls are not being touched,
okay,
then I don't care how deep our connection is because there's going to be a sexual disconnect. And so I absolutely feel like if there's a sexual disconnect, it's going to lead to more disconnect later, because being intimate with somebody is feeling sexually connected to them in all areas, right? Yeah. Like if you're sitting watching a movie together and you're holding hands, you're getting some level of sexual vibes and energy from them just being present.
From holding
them,
hands.
Right? But if I know that you're sexually not pleasing me, then when we're sitting next to each other on the movie, I'm going to be like, get your fucking hand off me with your no dick having ass.
But wait a minute. So, but what if they give amazing head? And so now they're sexually pleasing you.
That's not enough.
And then maybe they just have some attachments.
Our sexologist told us.
And they, what if they get a remote control, right? A clean one. And then make it
a clean one. Wait, are you saying like a literal fucking remote control?
Maybe.
So we're watching the movie and they pull the remote control.
Yeah. Bitch, you just change the channels.
Do a Kegel inside.
Do a Kegel, change the channels.
We're going to watch BET.
That's what would happen though.
And we also learned from our herbalists, we are not sticking things in our vagina.
Don't
go there.
Okay, so then to be clear, we don't put like a Comcast cable controller in our crotch. Comcast cable controller in our crotch. That's a new t-shirt. All right, so maybe we don't do that, right?
Right, no, we're not. Okay.
But again, let's just say if you are mentally in tune with this guy, you are attracted to him, and maybe he has an amazing head game, okay? And maybe he's lacking in length and girth, and maybe it's just a heads up, seven up for him.
No.
Okay?
Still no.
But he has a collection of dildos.
Why?
Maybe
a collection of fucking dildos.
Because maybe he wants something different on Tuesday.
Because he knows he ain't packing.
Exactly.
No.
He can know that. See, the thing is that he grew up with that. He knows what he doesn't have.
That sounds like the guy off of Sisters who was wearing panties and having dildos stuck in his butt. But no.
Nobody said anything about anal play.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, so listen. I'm hearing you. And what I'm hearing is that if the love of your life has a small tallywhacker, and I'm using the most grown-up language that I can use right now, if his little tallywhacker, okay, so that's what we know. So if you're ever with Lee LaRie, and then it doesn't work out, it's because you have a little baby tallywhacker.
No, and the reason why is also because, like, your head game could be fucking amazing, but I like dick after head.
But wait a minute. If you... Dang, I'm acting like somebody else.
You're your brother.
I'm acting like my brother. Yeah, okay. Yeah. If you have been brought to your climax...
No, it's not the same.
But you're there.
Bitch, okay, this lets me know that you haven't climaxed in other ways.
But I'm just saying, if you've are... I have, though.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like...
I want them both.
Okay.
I don't just want one, because if that's the case, why are you around? Because I can do it myself.
And so my only caveat is that I can't do micro penises, but you're saying you can't do average Joes, is what I'm hearing you say.
That's not an average Joe.
I'm just saying you...
I can do an average Joe, but we're talking about little tallywhackers. I can't do little tallywhackers.
Oh, one time, this guy that I was...
One time band camp.
This one guy, it felt like a pencil.
Bitch.
So skinny.
I ain't gonna lie, I had that happen in college.
It was in college, and it came across like the palm of my hand. It was like that.
I asked a dude once. I said, "Is that your finger?"
Oh no!
And we were done.
Well, see, and because we didn't actually go through with it, because at this time I was still a virgin. I was just doing like a hand job.
That's a really safe way to lose your virginity. But
I was doing a hand job, and it was like holding a number two pencil. So it didn't work out.
Was this at OSU?
It was at OSU.
So if you were at a school here in Oregon.
No, he doesn't live here anymore.
Okay, but he might be listening.
He won't. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I don't think he...
All of your dudes listen.
No, they don't. Actually, this particular guy, so funny. This particular guy actually moved from Oregon, was living in Southern Virginia, and I only found that out because a family member of mine who was on a dating site was like, "Hey, I want you to see this guy. He's so cute. I've been talking to him.
He's got a pencil dick."
And I was like, "That's so and so from Oregon State. I didn't do it
don't
to him.
Don't fuck him."
Yeah, I was like, "It's little."
Oh,
so, and they were. I was looking out.
Did they date?
They met on a dating site, but they never had a date.
Oh, okay. I was like, did she?
It was at that point where you kind of like show your friends, "Is this guy cute? I've been talking to him." I was like, "You don't want that."
Oh.
No, buddy.
Not cross country hating.
No, I was helping her.
True. You were hating on him, though, and his pencil.
I was just acknowledging his shortcomings. Okay.
I just want to know. Okay.
Yes.
Are there any other topics that we have not covered in our Hot Topic episode? Because this was a lot.
I don't know. Have you had any other inboxes from folks that they're like, "Yo, you need to bring this up"?
Oh, we did have one from our producer.
Mm-hmm.
A girl was mad because a guy was flirting with her at the grocery store. And because he was flirting with her, she felt that he was obligated to then pay for her groceries. And she was very upset about that.
I don't understand why she'd be upset.
Her perspective was that if you're going to flirt with me and you're watching me buy groceries and do these things, then you should have offered to continue flirting with me by paying for my stuff. And then I would have continued to have this conversation with you, I guess.
No, that's stupid. That's absolutely no.
She's like, there's no conversation.
Because came to that grocery store knowing good and well she was going to buy the groceries that she put in that cart. So why are we acting like this is a date and he's obligated to pay for your time via food?
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of women right now, at least for social media purposes, are having these expectations of men paying for stuff because we've got the girl that went on the
listen,
date to the
you
bar
should...
and ate all the fucking oysters.
No, listen, I was listening to a reel earlier this morning about a girl who said her father told her that if you are ever going to go on dates, you need to have the cost of your meal times two. And she didn't understand the reason for that until she actually went on a date with a guy who... was feeling very insecure about the amount of money that she made and felt that, "Oh, you think you got all this money, you must be better than me, then watch this. How about I leave? Now this bill's on you."
Oh.
And he left.
Oh, hell to
and so in that moment, she's like, and this is why I always ensure that I have the meal or the money for my meal plus two. She's like, because she even told him, she's like, "It's nothing, I got it." And that was the end of that date. But I kind of operate under the same logic when I go on date, but that's also because I date trash dudes. But when I go on a date,
you gonna split this check?
No, listen, I went to a hookah lounge happy hour and split the cost of apps. It was a first date.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I got suckered into paying for a first date too. But he was like 12.
This guy not only was we were the same age.
Oh.
I already knew his level of income because he works for the government.
Cheap stuff to begin with.
It wasn't. The point that I'm making is that I knew that he had money, okay. And it's not like I was trying to take advantage of the fact that I knew mm-hmm. he had money. We're right. ordering. We split a quesadilla at the hookah bar.
Did he have expectations of taking
on a Thursday?
Okay, but did he have expectations of taking you out home after that?
No, neither of us did. This was our first date. We knew that because we had met online. Mm-hmm. We kind of already knew the level of expectation of this was more or less like a, you know, hey, I'd love to take you out. I want to get to know you. I already said, you know, like, I'm definitely not going home with you. I got things going on in the morning. And we also planned this kind of earlier.
Things going on in the morning, would you have gone home with him?
No, but I was making sure he understood. But we also met early. Like, we met, I think, at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So this wasn't intended to go through the night type of situation. Right. We split a quesadilla. Mm-hmm. We each had a drink. Mm-hmm. And then when the bill came, he's like, so you trying to go half on this? Or and I was like, I guess. See, like, what do you
point,
say to that?
At that point, I would have paid for the whole thing and walked the fuck away.
No, I went on three more dates with him. Actually, a couple more dates with him. I went on dates with him until I found out he was married.
That's why he split the goddamn check, bitch.
He didn't want his wife to see the receipt.
Oh my god!
But to be fair,
wait a minute, bitch.
What happened was, to be fair though, on the third date is when he told me that he was still married, but he said, "Hey, I really like you, and I just want to be transparent and let you know that I'm in the process
after
of a divorce." It was our third date within 2 weeks.
You're not being transparent. You're getting.
But
high.
That's when he. No. That's when he wanted to be transparent. At that point, he's like, "You know, I just want to let you know I'm really into you. I think you're amazing. Haven't slept with him or anything. No, so it's not about sex." And so he's like, "Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm in the middle of a divorce and it's not finalized yet."
Is this the one that got married on Instagram again?
No, that's a different guy.
That's a different guy.
So he was just like, I'm telling you, I'm a magnet for these suckers.
I'm not mad at him.
You're not mad at him? So he was honest.
Seriously?
He was waiting to see if it was worth
it. Yeah.
If she was worth telling in the first place.
In the first place. Because
why are you going on dates and you're married?
He's in the middle of a divorce.
But was he?
So that's the part that I haven't got to
that
yet.
That part.
So, but here's the thing. So I gave him room to be in the middle of his divorce. What I said to myself is, oh, I'm going to do the Steve Harvey method. I'm going to 90-day his ass, right? And so I figured within 3 months, if the divorce, because I asked him, I was like, so where are you at in the stage of this finalization of your divorce, mm-hmm. right? And he says, well, we should be, paperwork should be completely finalized by mm-hmm. July, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why the should be was in there is because they were in the process of selling their home.
Okay.
So there's paperwork that's involved. It's not just on a Tuesday on the 10th day of the month, we're done. Like there's mm-hmm. things that happen in place, right? So I said to myself, okay, I'm gonna give this to July and I'm gonna check back in. I'll date him because we seem to like each other. I'll date him and see where dating goes. And so then when July came and then August came and then September came and he then tells me, he's like, hey, good news. We finally sold the house. And I was like, great. So is the divorce final now? He's like, no. He's like, now we can file. I said, okay. And that was the last time I ever spoke to him.
I think the next top topic is how many chances do you give these trash ass
Because
dudes?
I really thought he was getting a divorce.
But he made you split a bill.
I split some quesadillas. It was chicken.
Because that makes all of the difference.
You know, I'll be loving some chickens.
I fucking can't. Were there any takeaways that you had from this episode?
From this episode or from my life?
From your life at this point.
From my life is I just need to stop dating because everybody's married and making me split quesadillas on happy hour menu. So, okay. I guess my biggest takeaway from this episode is that there's a lot of stuff in social media that make us constantly question what we're doing in life, if we're doing it right. And the reality is that nobody has it figured out, period.
Thanks.
And everyone else's story isn't always ours. And we just got to kind of do what's best for us anyway. Mm-hmm. May that be you want to get a BBL. If you're doing it for you, if you're doing it for your man, whoever it is, you're doing it. Mm-hmm. If you decide you want to propose to your man and you're good with that, mm-hmm. by all means, do you. It's not for me. What was the other ones we talked about today?
The financially stable dating big girl.
Right. If you think that that man who ain't got no money is after you because, you know, you're just amazing and awesome or whatever the case may be, I mean, like, figure it out. I don't know.
Mm, I say don't let society and social media tell you how to live your life.
Yeah.
That'd be our takeaway.
Yeah. Including us.
All right. Including us. Right. And we're going to stay away from married men.
Uh-huh.
And if they can split a check, you're going to excuse yourself to the bathroom before you have to pay.
That's the plan in 2024.
Yep, we're going to take that bathroom trip to you the Uber it. Right outside.
Right mm-hmm. up. But, yeah.
So I love your takeaways.
Yeah.
Nick B, where can they find you?
So if you're looking to find me, I can be found on all resources, on all platforms of Dirty Roses Podcast. May that be our website or our Instagram, our TikTok, our Facebook page. And if you want to reach me specifically, I can be found on Instagram at @NickB_NickB. And that's Nick with a K. Miss Leelary, where can we find you?
Y'all can find me everywhere on every single social media platform. It's Leelary, LeighLarie. And of course, you can find me on DirtyRosesPodcast.com and all of the platforms with Dirty Roses Podcast.
Yes.
Y'all hit us up in the inbox if y'all want to be sponsored like Mr. Joe Brown's Karma Corn.
Okay.
Y'all hit that lounge up, get us a drink, and we'll catch y'all next time.
Yeah. Bye. Bye. Guess what, Rose Buddies? We are thrilled to introduce our new sponsorship packages. Be sure to hit us up at DirtyRosesPodcast.com to inquire how we can showcase your brand on our platforms.